Weak, very weak. Little boys, they don't have a standard. They cannot be formed. For instance, I've been working here, like I tell you, with some Canadians. These Canadians, they say they are Canadians, but I don't get to find out they are Italiano, second generation Italians, who daddy and granddaddy organized crime. Mafia money. They're turning over here in the hotel long at Figibe.
Is that right?
That's what they're doing. They're taking the blood money and making it good. And is these people, like, they're running sinkets now.
Is that right?
Right now, I work with them. They have 7 weeks. Never see a time card. Never see a time clock. And every week, I keep a little book. Put down what time I start, what time I finish. And when I get my check, my paycheck, half of it, 5-6 hours gone. I go to the labor department to find out what is my work. They call and talk to the people. The people send me home.
Is that right?
You understand?
Yeah.
So these are people coming inside here. In batch of time, you couldn't.
But they're laundering money? Is that what they're doing?
Listen to me again.
Yeah.
These guys who here, building the hotel, these are second, third generation mafia organized crime people.
What hotels? Not the Four Seasons.
Not Four Seasons, what they call it? Marriott.
Marriott.
Yes.
Is that here on St. Kitts?
Yes, right on Figibe. And I check them out, and it is one name, they ring a bell. You might heard about it with the Louisiana governor thing. Yeah. Sammy Rotelli.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'm here. But I live out there, so I know. And I hear the name, and I say, shit. He was one they had indicted with the Louisiana governor when they said the boat gambling.
The governor was.
You remember that?
Sure.
Twice.
Sure. Yeah.
But they're here.
Yeah. Yeah, the governor had a very Anglo-Saxon name. I can't remember it now. But he didn't have an Italian name.
He didn't have an Italian name. He more sound like French.
Yeah, right.
Kind of
I
forget
the
name too.
Yeah, right.
Sound like a gangster.
Yeah. he probably was.
But these are the guys who are coming out here now.
What could the labor government do? Here?
What the labor government need to do is to stand firm, rally around the masses of the people of the country who put you in office. Forget about this free movement and this and that.
Yeah.
When you check it out, strategically, Sinkets is the closest to the market money. We are the closest to St. Martin. St. Martin divided in two, the Dutch and the French.
Yeah.
Sooner or later, they will be using Euro. We are the closest to the Virgin Islands. British and US. They use the US dollars. So if Sinkets leaders smart enough to know, they could get some of the money funneled to here and forget about the rest. Not to be selfish. To buy in volumes, you could buy. Hospital, pharmaceutical products, we could buy together. And then it still will be a problem because some I will listen to the radio the other day and think they got a problem. They owe all the vendors for medical supplies. Yeah.
Okay.
So if I go buy with Trinidad, Jamaica, I will tell you when I go to put up my money, they're going to put their money to because they got bad credit card, they lack of cash. So just look for yourself. Look for your people.
Okay. But what can be done in St. Kitts to elevate the standard of living, you know, I mean, for the people in general living in all these villages.
See these guys here?
Yeah.
These are young guys.
Uh-huh.
Got good education.
Uh-huh.
Some of them may not have no skill.
Uh-huh.
What the government need to do
is
set up certain incentive to encourage them when they leave school.
Uh-huh.
If you come to college, you show about a job. You take up electrician, we going to find you a job.
Yeah.
We show about a job.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Not send them to college and they have to go and look for a job. That would raise the standard of living and give the young people hope.
Absolutely. What kinds of jobs, for example?
Like I tell you, we are changing from a monoculture, from cane, masonry, carpentry, heavy equipment, operation.
The